Chicago Bears, Christmas Eve. They got us. They're good unit. They got an electric returner in the Cohen kid, number 29 there. He reminds me, probably another big statement, but of a young Sproles. He's not a tall guy, but he's built well, big legs, and has great balance and vision, and tough to bring down. He's had a lot of big returns this year that have, you know, they've had him called back due to some penalties. But I mean, he ripped off a 90-yard kickoff return against Detroit in the last game that got called back, and Detroit is one of the top cover units in the league. So this guy has our attention. We did a better job last week than what we did the week before. So we got to try to build on being consistent, and so that's a big challenge for us here on Christmas Eve. So with that, any questions? I'll answer them.
How pleased were you, I think I'm getting the games right, with Zane being able to get out there at the end of that half?
I thought that was a big kick for him, especially going into the dog pound, which is typically probably, I don't know the statistics on it, but I'm just seems like my time here, there seems like there's more misses going towards that end. And I thought he hit the ball really well. He's been striking the ball really well in practice, and in pregame you could tell that he was going to have a good day. Just by the way he was kicking, so I was really happy for him.
You remember about last year and the, you know, just getting that monkey off the back in terms of you guys just getting that victory?
Oh, that was obviously a big win because it was the first one. No, it was a sense of relief, sense of excitement. Obviously, you want to be able to. I mean, we were gonna, if we didn't win the game, Santa probably wasn't coming to the Tabor house. And we were glad that he was able to do that. But, you know, this is a new year. It's kind of the same circumstance again. But we have to take care of our business in our area. And I mean, I hate to say it, I've kind of almost forgot that it's Christmas week from the standpoint. Every time you watch this guy return the ball, it kind of makes you kind of a Grinch, so to speak. So a big challenge.
Hard to wrap your mind around being in the same spot 2 years in a row. Going into Christmas Eve game?
It is. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, but it is what it is. I think the thing that helps you is you just kind of – I've stayed in the same routine. Our players have stayed in the same routine, trying to do things better from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint. And hopefully that will come to fruition, you know, this weekend.
Do you feel like there would be a enormous difference between – at least getting a victory this year and, you know, avoiding that 0-16?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't thought of it like that. I'll be honest, the way I think of it is, as I say, okay, this is the next opportunity, and that's all that kind of consumes me. The only thing that when I step back, I go, boy, there's only two more opportunities. You know, that's kind of, that bothers you a little bit. But, yeah, I think if you stay in the moment and you prepare for the moment, and there's going to be some good things that happen on Sunday. I know that's going to take place. There's going to be some bad things that take place on Sunday also. I know that. It's how you handle those things, and I think that's really what we work on during the week of, okay, this happened, what are we going to do? And that helps me just stay locked in on the whole deal.
You probably know kind of what Browns fans are like better than most people in this building, better than any coach on the staff from your time here. How much does it hurt to see kind of the stadium half full and the fan base go through another season like this?
It hurts. I'm not gonna lie about that or be shy about that, because people do make statements that it is a great fan base, and it is. And when you don't produce the way that you want to for them, it's like anything. You've let them down. And I think the only thing that you can do is just continue knowing that you want to satisfy them and make them happy. And the only way that we're going to get through this is just continue to keep our head down and work hard and try to eliminate the things that have hurt us in the past. For example, I mean, I go back and it still stings me. The Green Bay that we're down there and we didn't make the play. The thing I was most pleased about with the guys was the next week when we punted the ball to Campanaro there, and we were down there and we came to balance and you could see the net and he got a 0-yard return. I was really happy about that. And now here you go, this next guy. I mean, he's dangerous. Can you do it again? And I think that's been our challenge. And when I look at it like that, if you can keep doing it again and again, then hopefully the wins will come, and then you satisfy and you help the fan base and those things. But it is. It's disappointing because obviously, being here for so long, I understand what football means to Northeast Ohio, not just the Cleveland Browns, but college football, high school football, small college football. I mean, football it's an important deal around here. And that's why I love coaching here, because football is important. And, the wins are going to come. It's a bad place we're in right now, but we just got to stay the course and keep fighting through it. And when you do that, good things will happen. I believe that.
How are you guys handling it, and how are you, helping to keep them from getting really down?
I think you handle it by having small goals with regards to, okay, what can we do this week? Okay, we said last week we didn't want to have any missed tackles, and we came back and we accomplished that goal. Now you're facing another whole set of circumstances, and we've set new goals for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, coaches, you're judged how you coach, and players are judged what they put on tape. And that's reality in the National Football League. So in my opinion, we have a lot of good young pros in there that are understanding that. And you just keep emphasizing your tape is your resume. So in my opinion, if you're a competitor, you don't really have to say much more than that, because you can't put bad tape out there and say, well, I'll do better next time. No, that's not how the NFL works. So I think that's what we're concentrating on now. And as a coach, we're just trying to help them get better and better each game.